The U.S. Surgeon General recently released an advisory on loneliness and the effect it can have on physical and mental well-being. From the current priorities of the U.S. Surgeon General, quote, "What if there is something in our everyday lives that can transform our whole health and well-being? Something that can decrease the risk of developing and worsening heart disease, anxiety, high blood pressure, dementia, depression, and diabetes. It exists. It's something that needs to be cared for and nurtured like a garden by all of us. It can create healthier, more prosperous, and resilient communities. That something is called social connection." End quote. Today is part one of a special two-part episode as we'll be discussing the Surgeon General's briefing on loneliness and hearing from several GIRO members how membership in GIRO International can help alleviate loneliness. They'll be sharing their personal stories and firsthand experiences in the club and the benefits of social connection. I'm Dan Durbin, your host for the Fun, Friendship, and Fraternity podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is one topic you don't want to miss. Let's get into it.
Hello, GIRO, you're a friend of mine. Hello, GIRO, you're a friend of mine. With your hand in your pocket and your little chain and locket. Hello, GIRO, you're a friend of mine. And he lives down in our alley.
So let's start by discussing the Surgeon General's briefing on loneliness. The report highlights the negative impact that loneliness and social isolation can have on our physical and mental health, and lists four key points as well as some interesting side notes for comparison of how physical and mental outcomes are affected specifically by loneliness. The Surgeon General makes four main points. The first one, quote, "Humans are wired for social connection, but we've become more isolated over time," end quote. Humans are social creatures and have evolved to live in communities and form social connections. For thousands of years, we have relied on social interaction for our survival. It provides us with protection, support, and access to resources. However, over time, societal changes and technological advancements have led to increased isolation for many individuals. One factor contributing to this isolation is the rise of urbanization. As people move from rural areas to cities, they became more detached from their communities and social networks. This trend has continued with the growth of suburban areas where people may have larger physical spaces, but may still lack meaningful social connections. Another factor is the proliferation of technology, which has made it easier than ever to connect with others online, but has also led to a decrease in face-to-face interaction. Social media, for example, has created the illusion of social connectedness, but it can also be a source of anxiety and isolation, as people may compare themselves to others and feel inadequate or left out. This is what Rob Preslowski of the Vernon GIRO Club had to say.
My name is Rob Preslowski, and I'm from the Vernon GIRO Club with District 4. I've been a member for approximately 20 years now. And what brought me to GIRO? Many years ago, I was invited to an event by somebody I can kind of say like second family to me, and realize what a bunch of great people GIRO is, real people, real friends, and great times. Not as organized as I expected, but that I like as an individual, and I see why our club has grown into the strength it is today. One of the biggest things as we move forward in today's world, moving forward from 20 years ago to today, as we all are aware, what we've gone through with our pandemic and all that fun stuff, is the social aspect has really diminished. I was just recently attending an event in Vernon, approximately over 100 people in the event. And as I was standing talking with International VP at the time and some other folks, we all turned around and we looked across the room. And to behold, not a single cell phone was out. Everybody was socializing. Biggest thing about GIRO that I like is the socialization. You talk to people, you make friends. Technology was left at the door. Nobody was asked to do that. One of the most amazing experiences that I've had with Gyro in 20 some odd years moving forward and looking forward to what the future holds as we develop friendships long term from all across the board, coast to coast, north to south. It's absolutely amazing. I truly enjoy Gyro. I recommend it to anybody. We're just friends and we're here to have a good time.
Additionally, modern work patterns and lifestyle changes have also contributed to increased isolation. Long work hours, remote work, and the decline of traditional social institutions such as religious organizations and community groups have made it more difficult for people to form and maintain social connections. All of these factors and more have contributed to a societal trend toward increased isolation. However, it's important to remember that social connection is still a fundamental human need. Finding ways to foster meaningful social interactions and relationships can have significant benefits for our mental and physical health and overall well-being. The Surgeon General is stating that loneliness is a major public health issue, and it's something that affects people of all ages and backgrounds. But the good news is there are ways to combat loneliness and promote social connection. And that's where organizations like Gyro International come in. Gyro International is a social organization that was founded over 100 years ago to promote friendship, fellowship, and understanding among its members. Members of Gyro International come from all walks of life and share a common bond of friendship and community. Allow me now to introduce Joey Oscovi of the Kitimat Club as he shares his experience of coming into the club and the bonds of friendship he has with other members of his club.
My name is Joey Oscovi. I'm currently the president in the Kitimat Club, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about my Gyro experiences. And so I'd like to start off. I was brought into the club in 2015 by a very good friend of mine, and he was... His father was actually a Gyro member for many years, and so he was continuing on with the generation thing, keeping on and kept it going. And he brought me on, and his father and the generation before that was pretty amazing. I mean, they have so much history there in Kitimat that, and I talk a lot about that. So, and the fact that the nostalgia part of it is quite big for me because I was born and raised there, and I mentioned it earlier on today. But there's been so many things that kind of, you know, I thought that really inspired me simply because I'm a Kitimat born kid. And so a lot of the things that happened during the Gyro days and the history of it happened around me. And even though I wasn't involved, my father wasn't involved, there was so many people that I knew and families that were involved. So for me, it was a real easy in. And I agreed to it fairly quickly. So, and I remember the first time they voted on it. I went over to this friend of mine that got me into the club, and he was there with an elderly Gyro member. And I tell you, it was like they welcomed me into a fraternity of, like, I would call it even more than a friendship. It was family. And so they hugged me, and it was like, oh my goodness. And so I was quite taken back by the whole thing. And, you know, I felt really like part of something right away. So, going forward, I mean, didn't really know what to expect, but we felt, you know, my wife and I, we actually got in head first. And I think the very first mixed function that we had was a Valentine's party. And we ended up running the thing. My wife and I, we jumped in and we did all the decorations and we chaired the darn thing. And I mean, I don't think we were in the club for 6 months even, and we were already, you know, head first in. So that has a lot to do with just being involved in something that we believe in. And, you know, I think Gyro has given me that, feeling that I'm, you know, fully vested in something that I believe in. So going forward.
So you knew ahead of time, you knew a lot of the members, you knew the club, you knew what it was about.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So coming in, there's no pressure. And none. To use your words, it felt like family. You were just joining a family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, at the first function, I actually stood up and said a few words. And, you know, I think that, you know, what my wife and I do epitomizes the Gyro you know, family and the fraternity that we have in Kitimat. You know, things have changed over the years. I mean, you know, at one point our club was 45 strong and turning away members. Of course, now presently we have 17 and you know, we're trying to build on that. But, you know, we just, there's a lot of closeness as far as knowing all these people. And we might not necessarily be barbecuing every weekend together, you know, but we have a very close-knit group. I think that, you know, when the chips are down, I think that everybody, you know, helps out. There's always going to be the few that, you know, that aren't quite maybe vested as much. And that's fine. I think you're going to find that in every organization. And I think you have to look past that. But I think with, you know, with enthusiasm and with people that are wanting to do things, you know, I think you also, the people that are standing by kind of in the, you know, being wallflowers, they kind of look at it and go, oh, well, geez, maybe we should help out a little bit more. So I think that's important, that if there's enthusiasm and leadership in any club or any organization, you're going to find people that are going to, they're going to buy in eventually. They're going to buy in or they're going to be gone. It's one or the other, right? I don't think you can be in halfway. It just doesn't work that way. You have to, and of course, why would you make the most of it? Why would you not want to have fun? And why would you not want to be involved in what's going on in events, right? So that was our first event. That was the Valentine's Mixed. And, you know, we haven't looked back since. I think we've hosted, I think, at least two barbecues at our house. We've had people billet with us. We've been involved in the interim that we had. You know, we basically ran one of the sightseeing tours. I mean, we picked people up at the airport, dropped everybody off, and that was kind of we were the transportation people and the tour people, right? So, you know, we really enjoyed it, and of course, you know, people coming from all over, they're curious. You know, I'm curious about going elsewhere, and I'm curious about not only sights and that, but I'm curious about other people as well. I want to know, you know, what they do, you know, where they've come from, what they do for a living, what they did for a living in some cases. And so, you know what, it's been pretty rewarding, you know, it really has. So I look forward to, I look forward to many more years, hopefully. And, you know, I think with everything, there comes a time when you kind of feel like, you try and you feel like, you know, maybe we're not doing enough, or maybe this is, it's too much, or maybe we, you know, get to hang up our hats, but then something inspires you. And I'm not sure how to describe that. I think we have like an event that we had like here at Kitimat a couple of weeks ago where it inspires you, you know, or as simply as I mentioned today, you know, in our meeting, you know, where you look at a list of people that have previous you, you know, have been there, you know, have, you know, they were the people that built this club from nothing to the strength it's had and the history. Over 67 years. It's amazing. So, you know, a few of us realize that. I think we take it quite seriously. That investment in the community, in the club, we can't just give up that easy. And others may be okay with that. We're not. And so I think the people that are doers and the people that care are going to continue to drive that club until we can't drive it anymore. And hopefully by that time, we bring in more people that have the same vision we do. And you get them on board, right? So...
Yeah, it's, you're joining a club, and yeah, you've got commitments and responsibilities to the club. That's part of an organization, any organization, whether it's a professional organization or private organization. But being a friendship club, a social club, you don't feel like it's a responsibility, a commitment. You're doing something with your friends.
That's right.
You know, what do you do with your friends? Yeah. Oh, we hang out and we barbecue. You know, yeah. Oh, we had a few beers the other day. Oh, we went to play cards the other day.
That's right.
So even though you're under this official umbrella of Gyro, it really is, this is your group of friends. Mm-hmm. And that's a big deal. That's a big portion of that.
That's right. One of our members actually, he was so... You know, he was involved in the military in the years past, and he had a really tough time finding an outlet for his kind of that social part of his life. And he found Gyro, and he was very thankful for it. And I think that, unfortunately, he moved away, and, you know, he's really missing it. It's a part of that short time that he had. I think he, you know, he was able to really make some good friendships and, you know, and have that. Feel like you belong to something, you know, and where before he didn't, he felt he was just kind of spinning his wheels. He'd go to work, whatever, but he didn't have that social, you know, where, you know, he could kind of satisfy things, you know, satisfy things for himself. So, So yeah, I think that's the nice thing about Gyro is that, you know what, we're taking in people that want to be there, and the people that don't want to be there, of course, you know, their time there is going to be short-lived anyway. You know, we're hoping that, you know, the people that do come, they're coming for the right reasons, and they want to be part of our fraternity. And, you know, I guess the more and more that we continue on down this path, you learn more and more about it as I do myself. And you, again, I go back to this, you know, where we're vested in something, and we are. The more time we've put into this, the more we realize that, you know, we've got something here that we just can't turn our backs on. And unfortunately, with every club and every organization, we've seen, you know, downturns, whether it's a church or organization or a sports organization or, you know, even like minor hockey, whatever, in our area, you know, everything's kind of seemed to be pushed to the wayside. I really don't have any answers for that. So, you know, I think it's a sign of the times. I think people, you know, don't need those social, you know, social, you know, gatherings as much, or maybe a place to go. I'm not sure if it's because, you know, they're able to go on their iPhone and play around all day long or watch movies. I'm not really sure. But in the old days, especially in Kitimat, where, you know, it was a working town, you know, company town, and people needed an out. And I mean, it really was driven by friendship, and you couldn't ask for a better organization for that. I mean, there was lots of clubs. There was, you know, Hungarian clubs, Portuguese clubs, Italian clubs, but you know, the Gyro Club was different again. You know, I mean, it was quite heavily with the people that went were kind of business people and the who's who of Kitimat, you know, and that. But I mean, I'm not taking away from who was actually in the club, but it was, you know, it was people that had the same ideas and the same philosophies and like-minded thinking, and you know, where they wanted to gather in. And you know what? Sometimes business was conducted under those same roofs that, you know, the Gyro meeting was done with, you know, like over a card game, over a barbecue and whatever. And you know, that's the way it was. And people got to know each other. And that's how business has thrived as well. You know, let's be honest. That's, you get to know that guy and say, oh, he's got a welding shop. Oh, he's got a car shop. He's got this, he's got that. And of course, well, I'm involved in business too. So, and in the early days, that's really the premise of how Gyro was really quite successful. And again, you look at the past names, and some of the names on those presidents are streets of Kitimat. They have their names, their namesake is on streets of Kitimat. So they're heavily involved in the Gyro fraternity and the family in Kitimat for sure.
And speaking of getting heavily involved, by the time this recording goes public, the information will be public.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on the down low that you are now the District 4 Lieutenant Governor elect.
Yeah, I'm actually quite taken back by it. I have to say that I'm very honored. I kind of joked, was it just because there's, you know, nobody else, or it's just because I'm such a great guy? I'm hoping it's the latter. But you know what? And the thing is, you know, it's like our positions within the club themselves. I think there's an expectation as well that people, they go through those positions, and not everybody can possibly lead the way. Not everybody can be a president. Not everybody can, say, be a treasurer or be a secretary, but at least contribute something to the club that, you know, that's gonna push us forward, right? Others, like myself, I'm okay with leading, and I'm all right with, you know, getting involved in the leadership roles. And so, and I think it's important for our club in Kitimat because we're just really so far out of the way. I think we need representation. And actually, I didn't really think about that till last night when I talked to quite a few of the membership last night here. And, you know, we're talking about having some representation out of the Kitimat club. And it's good. It'll be good for us. And I think it'll be good for everybody else seeing what, you know, where we come from and where we're going. And, you know, we always think about all the governors and all the heads are there in clubs that they're way down south or, you know, bigger clubs than that. Well, you know what? It's going to be a nice change for Kitimat Club to have some brass for lack of a better description, like, you know. And so I'm very happy, very humbled to be asked to do this. So I hope I can carry the flag as the others have, and to be proud of something that hopefully I could bring to Gyro in District 4 and bring back to Kitimat something that everybody's going to put their, you know, put their stamp on and say, hey, that was good. We needed that. So, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to your term going through the chairs and seeing how you grow the club, what excitement that you can bring and leadership. It is a big deal, and we've got to find people that have that passion for gyro, have the ability or just the wherewithal to stick your hand out, shake somebody's hand and say, I'm with gyro. You know, why don't you come in?
Yeah.
So I'm really kind of excited to see what you can do with it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you for listening to part one of our podcast on the U.S. Surgeon General's advisory on loneliness and how organizations like Gyro International can help. In this episode, we covered some of the benefits of friendship and club membership and talked with some Gyro members to hear some of their experiences with Gyro International. I hope you found it useful and informative. If you did, please follow us on your favorite podcast app. Leave us a rating and review and share this episode with friends who might be interested in learning more about Gyro clubs. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll dive deeper into the advisory and hear more from actual Gyro members as they share some personal stories. Until then, this is Dan Durbin from the Fun, Friendship, and Fraternity podcast, reminding you to bring a friend to Gyro.
Cheerio, old top, cheerio, are we down home?